All righty. Happy Wednesday to you. It's Mike Opelka. Welcome to the Pure Opelka podcast. A special announcement coming up later today from 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Today, tomorrow, Friday, I'm in for Rich Zeoli, the great Rich Zeoli, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You can listen on 1210 a.m. in the Philly area. You can listen online, or you can listen via the Odyssey app, and I hope you will. We have a lot going on. Gordon Chang is joining us. Scott Pressler's joining us. And the gentleman we're going to talk to later in the podcast today, Dr. Mike Roizen, is joining us as well. So that's happening later, but I'm giving you a little brief preview right now. Yesterday was a crazy busy day. I'm sure today is also going to be a crazy busy day. There were primaries in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, somewhere else I'm forgetting. And of course, Trump won the GOP primaries, Biden won the Democrat primaries, and there were a bunch of people who didn't vote for Biden because they're mad at him over his allowing Israel to defend itself. And there are a bunch of people who didn't vote for Donald Trump because they still like Nikki Haley. So everybody's bending the voting to match whatever the hell they're talking about. We'll get into that later today as well. I've noticed Donald Trump has decided he's going to flip the script on Democrats. He's calling what's going on at the border Biden's border bloodbath, and that is great. It's a great idea. Biden is also caught up in Trump flipping the script on the Democrats as well for weeks and weeks and weeks. Democrat pundits have been saying that if Donald Trump wins, there'll never be another election in this country. And now Trump is starting to say it about Biden and the Democrats. He's saying, I'm told that if I don't win, there'll never be another election in this country. And I think that's what the Democrats would ultimately like, no more elections. So we'll see. We'll get into that today. The Democrats, though, are losing it. And it's happening at such high levels, it's hard to deny it. Yesterday, Corinne Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, was asked by Peter Ducey, is it acceptable for Joe Biden to use the term bloodbath, but it's not acceptable when Donald Trump uses it? And it produced an epic minute and a half in the press room. Check it out.
So when Donald Trump is talking about a bloodbath, it is violent rhetoric. What was it when Joe Biden said in 2020, what we can't let happen is let this primary become a negative bloodbath?
So I'm going to be really mindful and careful about Donald Trump, but if you read, because he is a candidate, we're talking about a 2024 election, you should read what he said in its context. So you got to read what he said in context.
Bloodbath is an ugly word. Trump uses it, what is it Biden uses it?
No. Let's be very clear. You got to actually ask me the question in context of what it was said, right? And what it was said when he said that, right? In his remarks, in his speech, right? And so that's being disingenuous in your question.
I'm reading a direct quote from Joe Biden. What we can't let happen is let this primary become a negative bloodbath.
He was talking about a group of people. A group of people. That's what he's talking about. What the president was talking about during the primary was not to allow it to be the words and the primary and that election to become negative. Two different things. They're not the same. They're not the same. And your question is disingenuous. And so, look, I'm going to be really mindful here. I'm going to be really careful. We have to denounce violent rhetoric, which, wherever it comes from, a former leader, we have to denounce that. Because we saw what happened on January 6th. We saw what happened there. When you have a mob of 2,000 people go to the Capitol because they didn't believe in the free and fair election that just happened months prior because of violent rhetoric, you got to denounce that. That's not what leaders should be doing.
I got to give her an A for effort, but a D minus for logic, content, etc. It's funny when their brains break and we get to watch it. At least it's funny to me. So many things going on today. We'll have to talk about the prisoners who are suing because they don't think they're going to be allowed to see the solar eclipse You know, the weather might block it too, but never mind the fact that you're locked up because of your behavior, because you broke the law. You think you have a right to see the solar eclipse. You don't. It's a dumb lawsuit. We'll talk about that. And we'll get into what's happening in the very important swing state of Pennsylvania with Scott Pressler and what's happening in Taiwan after the massive earthquake. Gordon Chang is going to update us on what's happening there. We might actually speak to somebody who is in Taiwan, trapped in a 21-story building following the quake and reporting all the aftershocks, our friend Gretchen with Code of Vets. So stay tuned for that. But I'm absolutely fascinated, concerned, maybe a little fearful about the poultry farms in the country and now the dairy farms in the country and maybe the beef production in the country because of a bird flu that has jumped from birds to mammals and to humans. And I'm terrified that it's coming for us. So I reached out to our friend Dr. Michael Roizen from the Cleveland Clinic, of course, from longevityplaybook.com. Dr. Roizen kind of warned me about this a couple of weeks ago, and now here we are. Here it is. Dr. Roizen, thanks for being here, my friend.
My privilege. It's always a privilege, especially to ask you about your hole-in-ones.
You don't, well, just close your eyes and you'll see how many I got.
Anyway, we talked about this last week because I had attended that very scary lecture where the Mayo Clinic's head of infectious disease, Dr. Poland, spoke. And we talked not only about what was scary with the COVID mutations that are coming and what you can do to protect yourself, but I said what he was really scared of was there was a new avian flu that was killing birds left and right, and usually it does not come to mammals, but this one had come to 9 mammals, including dogs, cats, cows, pigs, etc. And he said if it got to humans, we could be protected in 100 days with a vaccine, but he worried that no one would take the vaccine because of the distrust of vaccines. But now it's actually hopped to a human. The real worry is, will it have human-to-human transmission, or will it get to enough animals, since it gets to cats and dogs, etc., that it will spread in our population? He thought it had much more risk if it has mutated to humans, to us, than, in fact, COVID did.
Well,
and COVID killed... COVID killed 2.6 million Americans.
Yeah, that was a big number. But let me break this down for people. There's a bird flu, avian flu, as you call it, that usually jumps from bird to birds. And we've seen entire flocks of chickens and turkeys culled once bird flu shows up. And that affects the price of poultry, obviously, and the price of eggs. And now you called me, as you said, about 10 days ago to say, hey, I just attended a lecture and they're worried about a new bird flu that is jumping to mammals, which is unusual. And if it jumps to people, it's a problem. Yesterday, it was reported in a couple of pretty reliable news sources like NPR.org that a person in Texas caught the bird flu after exposure to dairy cows that were thought to have it. So now we have bird to bird, bird to mammal, and mammal to human. And
yeah, the good news, let me be careful on this. The mammal to human was a eye infection. The eye has different receptors for this than the rest of the body. So far, this is not dangerous in that sense. Let me go and replate that. The reason this doesn't normally hop from birds to humans is the receptor for this influenza is different in birds than it is in humans, and this virus gets in through that receptor. The receptor in the eye is like the bird receptor. So far, it's just gone to humans' eyes, bad enough, but not a lethal disease, not a killer. It's if the mutation gets into the rest of our cells, our lung cells, our kidney cells, our heart cells, our brain cells, then we got a real problem.
Well, it already sounds like it's a real problem to me, because you mentioned before that, yes, it's gone from bird to mammal to these dairy cows.
It's 9 different mammal species.
Well, that seems like that's a problem, especially if it's dogs and cats. You know, there are a lot of dogs and cats in this country. And that worries me. Although, you know, cats aren't really social animals. Dogs have dog parks. But, Doc, if we see the culling of chickens and turkeys when bird flu jumps into one of those processing areas or one of those farms, should we be worried about the dairy and beef supplies in this country?
We don't know the answer yet, but it's thought that we're in trouble from that standpoint. Oh, yes, but now we don't know what disease it will cause in the cows or the beef. So far, it hasn't gone to beef cattle. It's only gone to cows, milk cows. So we don't know, will it hop there as well? And if it does, will it cause enough disease to change the price of beef and to change the availability of beef? Now, let me give you, so far it's gone to cats, dogs, foxes, tigers, leopards, coyotes, bears, seals, and dolphins, and goats apparently are the 10th species at a Minnesota farm.
Mm. This is very concerning. I know the dairy cow is a big deal.
Let me tell you the real concern.
Yeah.
Is what we have to do is to say, okay, the U.S. government, gear up for this now. Start to think about getting a vaccine, and us to say, okay, start to think about taking a vaccine to prevent it if it's a serious disease. But we've got to first make sure we start to trust the vaccines. And what I had said last week in our program was that the vaccines aren't safe, but their risk is about 6 per million or 1 in 150,000 at worst. The risk of dying from this is 1 in 20 over the age of 65. Even if you take the 1 in 269 for the entire U.S. population, it's like putting a dollar down on the roulette table and getting $10,000 back or losing your dollar. Everyone would do that.
Yeah.
That's the reason that we've got to understand the risks and benefits of vaccines. They aren't totally safe. Nothing's safe that we do in medicine, totally safe. But it still has a benefit to risk ratio that's about 10,000 to 1.
Okay, so we need to rebuild the trust in the vaccine world because of our experience with COVID and how that was handled. And some people think it was rushed and not completely tested to the levels which we wanted, but we were in a pandemic and worried. Is this possibility of this avian flu jumping now to humans, is this on par with the same kind of risk? I know that guy said it could be worse than COVID. Could it be, Doc?
It could be, but let's not get alarmed. So far, it has gone to the one cell in humans that we know that the virus, that the influenza from birds, we have known we're vulnerable to because of the same receptor types in those cells in the eye and in birds. The rest of our cells don't have that same receptor type. And if this jump to mammals did not change the receptor type that this infects, then we're okay. What we're really worried about is, has this changed the fact that it can infect many cells and there can be human-to-human transmission? That's the real risk.
So who do we pay attention to find out the latest on this? That's what I want to know. How do I monitor this accurately?
Well, the CDC is the best source. And I know a lot of people have not trusted the CDC fully lately, but the CDC is a wonderful organization and hopefully will be, it has been depoliticized.
Hopefully. Hopefully. We need to get that done. I'm going to be very nervous about this until we get more data on it. More data always is needed in all of these cases. Dr. Michael Royson and I usually talk on Wednesdays for his Wellness Wednesday discussion with me. If you're curious and you need to know more about Dr. Royson and what he does, follow him on Twitter X. Great stuff on Twitter X. And then go to longevityplaybook.com and see what's going on there. The information to help you live younger and longer. We'll talk again, my friend.
Look forward to it.
Yes. In fact, we will talk later today. Dr. Royson will join me on radio in Philly this afternoon, 6:30, I guess, is when we're scheduled to talk. Maybe he'll have an update on the craziness of the bird flu. I know there is this one major poultry farm that's getting ready to kill at least 2 million chickens because of one positive bird flu test. I think this is pretty serious. We'll find out. So much more to get to today. Again, join me 3 to 7 p.m. live in for the great Rich Zeoli on The Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's Mike Opelka reminding you, testudo, my friends, testudo.